Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep. All right, team, today we are going to wrap up the topic of breast. We're talking high yield, rapid fire, no nonsense facts to help you dominate test day. Mars, ready to drop some serious knowledge bombs?
You know it, Chris. Let's go. This is a huge topic for the shelf, so buckle up.
Let's start with the basics, Mars. What's the most common cause of a palpable breast mass?
That's got to be fibrous cystic changes. Super common and benign.
And how about the most common benign tumor of the breast?
That's your fibroadenoma. Don't mix these two up.
Imaging time. For women under 30 with a breast mass, what's the first imaging study?
Ultrasound. It's perfect for dense breast tissue and avoids radiation.
And for women over 30?
Mammogram all the way. Standard of care.
Here's a red flag. Postmenopausal woman with a new breast mass. What's on your differential until proven otherwise?
Cancer. Always cancer until proven otherwise. Period.
Exactly. What clinical signs suggest a tumor infiltrating Cooper's ligaments?
Skin dimpling or nipple retraction. Classic finding.
And what skin change screams inflammatory breast cancer?
That's peau d'orange. Looks like orange peel skin, caused by dermal lymphatic invasion.
Nipple discharge time. Most common cause of unilateral bloody nipple discharge.
Intraductal papilloma. Remember that one.
What about green, straw-colored, or brown discharge?
That's benign. Fibrocystic changes again.
And purulent discharge?
Think acute mastitis, most likely Staph aureus. Start antibiotics.
Speaking of mastitis in lactating women, what's your treatment?
Antibiotics plus continued breastfeeding or pumping. Got to keep the milk draining.
Pro tip, if mastitis doesn't improve with antibiotics, what should you suspect?
Rule out inflammatory breast cancer or a breast abscess.
Let's get surgical. What's the most common invasive breast cancer?
Invasive ductal carcinoma, the big one on exams.
Breast cancer loves to metastasize. Name the four key sites.
Bone, lung, liver, and brain.
What are the local treatment options for early stage I or II breast cancer?
Lumpectomy with radiation or total mastectomy. Survival is equivalent.
Quick pathology. Significance of lobular carcinoma in situ, LCIS.
Marker of increased cancer risk in both breasts. It's not invasive, but flags high risk.
And DCIS?
DCIS has no metastatic potential, but carries risk for ipsilateral invasive cancer if untreated.
Let's talk genes. Which mutations are linked to hereditary breast cancer?
BRCA1 and BRCA2.
Surgical prevention time. How much does bilateral mastectomy reduce breast cancer risk in high-risk patients?
By 90 to 95%. Huge impact.
And risk reduction for ovarian cancer?
Bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy, BSO, reduces ovarian cancer risk by 80 to 90% and breast cancer risk by about 50% in premenopausal women.
Favorite reconstruction flap that preserves rectus muscle function?
DIEP flap. Uses abdominal fat but spares muscle.
Lightning round. Nerve injury during axillary dissection causing winged scapula?
Long thoracic nerve.
And what about difficulty with arm adduction?
Thoracodorsal nerve.
Let's wrap with anti-estrogen therapy. What's used for premenopausal women with ER-positive breast cancer?
Tamoxifen, a SERM, selective estrogen receptor modulator. Risks include endometrial cancer and clots.
And postmenopausal women?
Aromatase inhibitors, like anastrozole. They block estrogen synthesis, but can cause osteoporosis and arthralgias.
HRE2-positive breast cancer, what's your go-to targeted therapy?
Trastuzumab, a monoclonal antibody to HRE2. Side effect includes cardiotoxicity.
One last question for you. What is Mondor's disease?
That would be a superficial thrombophlebitis of a breast vein, classically described as a cord. Be careful because there may be an underlying malignancy.
All right, team, keep grinding. We'll see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.
Peace out.